Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, how do you measure success in healthcare? Next year in Oregon, the state will be looking at dental sealants to determine whether they lead to fewer cavities in kids. And the state will also look at contraceptives and encourage the ones that are better at preventing unwanted pregnancies. From our Contributors Network, Christian Foden-Wenzel of Oregon Public Broadcasting has this story.
It's a rainy Friday afternoon, and 25-year-old Amanda Jenkins is at Oregon Health and Science University in Portland to see her doctor, Maureen Baldwin.
So you've been on birth control, I think, in the past, right?
Yeah, I've been on the pill for, like, I would say about 5 years now, and I think it's just something that is getting a little old. I want to switch to something that's a little bit more effective.
Such medical conversations are not unusual, but what is unusual is that the state now wants to measure them. Helen Belanca is the chair of the Association of Reproductive Health Professionals.
So the metric is effective contraception use among women at risk of unintended pregnancy.
The plan, she says, is to encourage doctors to ask female patients whether they want to get pregnant. If a woman does want to get pregnant, then there's no need to talk about contraception. But if she doesn't, the doctor will then ask what form of contraception she's using and whether she'd like to use something more reliable. Belenka says the state will count methods like IUDs, the pill, and depot shots for the metric, but not unreliable methods like withdrawal and condoms.
And that's important because a huge number of women that are at risk of unintended pregnancy are using ineffective methods, primarily condoms.
She says the hope is that steering women towards more effective contraception methods will reduce unintended pregnancies.
The majority of unintended pregnancies are not happy surprises. They can derail women's education plans. They can derail employment or job opportunities. They cause severe financial stress on parents.
Also, the unintended baby that's not born will save the health system a lot of money. That's why the state wants to make sure that at least 50% of women who don't want to become pregnant are using effective methods. It all sounds pretty simple, right? Well, think again. The only practical way to document what women are using is through claims data. That is, by counting the claims that patients make on their health insurance. But there are gaps in that claims data. For example, a woman who's had a hysterectomy 5 years ago is not going to show up. Laurie Koyner with the Oregon Health Authority.
Cannot measure through billing claims whether a woman desires to become pregnant or not, and that's why we have a benchmark that's much lower than 100%.
The coordinated care organizations that run Oregon's version of Medicaid are currently providing about 35% to 40% of those women with more reliable contraception. Cheryl Green is making a film about disability rights. She's in favor of the new metric, but says she's also concerned some doctors have a bias against certain people reproducing, like the disabled or poor.
I can't imagine that some providers will skirt over the "do you want to have kids" question too quickly. I can see some doctors skipping it.
Helen Belanca says the state is aware of this kind of bias and there's no intent to stop disabled women or women on Medicaid from reproducing.
And when it comes to contraception, we have to be particularly sensitive because we have a pretty awful history in this country of doing that.
25-year-old Amanda Jenkins is not on Medicaid. She's the one visiting her doctor in Portland, and she's decided to give up the pill. She lies back on a table and allows Dr. Baldwin to inject a contraceptive implant into her upper arm. Jenkins is in favor of the new metric because she says being asked about contraception helps her stay in control.
I think it's good. I mean, for me, I really want to be on top of it, you know, because right now I have other health problems. I'm really not in a place in my life where I'm wanting a child.
For now, the new metric will only focus on women. The hope is men will be added later. And as far as sexually transmitted diseases are concerned, doctors are expected to recommend women use two forms of contraceptives, so an implant and a condom. For Here and Now, I'm Christian Foden-Wenzel.